If you listen to me here every week, or if you follow the Salvation South podcast, you have probably heard me talk about the magic that happened in Memphis, Tennessee, and Muscle Shoals, Alabama, as soul music was created in the early 1960s. But the biggest revolution in Southern music in the last four decades happened right here in the city where I live, Atlanta, GA. Watching Outkast be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame reminded me of that. The soul music I grew up listening to was tremendously important in shaping Southern and American culture during the Civil Rights Movement. But the Southern hip-hop that began in the 1990s in a basement in East Point, Georgia, has put an undeniable imprint on the culture of the entire world. Outkast's first album, with its amazing title, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music, came out when I was 33. Now, I had always been a voracious consumer of new music, but despite all the noise in the music press about Antoine Big Boy Patton and Andre 3000 Benjamin, I didn't pay attention until their third album, Stankonia. And I remember walking around my neighborhood with one of those, what did they call it, a Discman, clipped to the pocket of my jeans, listening and thinking, what is this stuff? I had never heard anything like it. I remember being glued to my television on the 15th of November in 2003 when they performed Hey Ya and I Like the Way You Move on Saturday Night Live. What a spectacle. And when Big Boy and Andre's fellow Atlantan, Donald Glover, welcomed them into the Hall of Fame, he said this.
Outkast didn't just represent the South, they redefined it.
Glover's words were not at all hyperbolic, nor was his next statement.
They turned each album into a new planet, a new home for people who felt like they had none.
And here's the thing, by the time those albums came out, I was not in the target audience at all. I was a white guy in his 30s. But somehow, I felt welcome on Planet Outkast. And when they reunited in 2014 for three shows in Centennial Olympic Park in downtown Atlanta, more than 20,000 people each night, I was there too. And here is the vibe I remember feeling. It was a celebration for all Atlantans, ATLians, to use the language of Planet Outkast. I had never felt, and doubt I will ever feel again, such massive waves of pride in my home state's capital city, and pride in the fact that, to borrow Andre's immortal words, the South did, and still does, got something to say. Please come visit us anytime at SalvationSouth.com.